All right, it's that time of the week. It's officially Yay Day.
Yay.
Sarah from Green Hill, First Animal Shelter, is here.
Hello.
A good Wednesday to you. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, before we get to this gorgeous husky in the building.
Yes.
And yes, it's not a football player. It's a doggy, which is acceptable. Sometimes Mother Nature could be kind of mean around here, but man, on Sunday, she was cooperative.
Mm-hmm. It was a great day.
It was awesome. So from attendance and
donations
and everything, and speaking, you know, what you know, and Megan and everybody, how are we feeling about Bark in the Park 26?
I think 26? It was a pretty great success. There was a lot of people there. We had over 1,000 people attend. So far, the count is about $85,000, and we're still counting. And there's still the option to donate, too, if you still want to donate. You can find all that information on our website if you're interested in donating to help us reach our goal. But it, other than that, it was such a great turnout. It was great. And the weather was great.
Yeah. The weather, kind of like said, you have this blank hour window.
Mm-hmm.
Get it in there. Get the doggies out there walking and running and all the events and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids out there was awesome.
It was
great
day.
Had a ball. I was out there with my daughter-in-law and my grandson and their silly dog, Barley. And we had my other son's dog, Blue. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So
Good times.
Let's do the meet and greet.
Yes.
The first real... Friends of mine had an apartment when we were in college.
Uh-huh.
They had a husky.
Yes.
This is going back like 1979. And that's kind of when a lot of us started realizing what it meant to actually have a dog. You know, you have a dog when you're growing up and you're a kid and mom and dad take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
But Noah was kind of our influence. What could you tell us about Miles?
Maya is...
Maya. What did you say? Miles? Maya.
Yeah. Maya is an 8-year-old husky. She weighs about 80 pounds. She's mainly... white and gray, but she's got the beautiful, beautiful brown eyes.
Right.
And she is a wonderful, loving dog to be around. She is really mellow. She does have her tendency to be kind of spunky with other dogs. She tends to be dominant and bossy. So we definitely recommend that you bring your dogs down and have them meet first and make sure that they get along. With cats, she has a tendency to have, well, like most huskies, she has a high prey drive. So no on the cats. Cat-free home. Kids, just older kids. I would say 8 and older. She'd probably be just fine with 8 and older. Just kids that can give her the space that she needs. Because she's not so much of a kind of... She just really likes to sit around and kind of explore things and kind of do her own thing. So she's not so much of a, hey, come here kind of dog.
Right.
But she's loving... Great.
She really is sweet. I mean, she's obviously a people person dog.
She is. She searches for everybody in the building so far. She has been sniffing everybody out and demanding pets. And she's just a great, great dog. She's fluffy. You know, she's most huskies have that long hair and they're going to need some really good attention when it comes to grooming. But other than that, like, I think she's a great dog.
She's very smiley as well.
She is. She's got a beautiful smile.
And again, the question for people who are wondering, I'm listening and may be interested, what's the process?
Process is really simple. You just head down to First Avenue Shelter over off First and Bertelson, which is where we have all of our dogs currently because we're still doing construction on our Green Hill location. You just come on down, fill out some paperwork saying that you're interested in getting the dog, whether or not you get the dog that day or not. You still need to fill out the paperwork. It's really simple. It's just your name, information, yada, yada. And then you meet the dog, bring your dog in. If you have existing dogs, have them meet and then take them home if everything goes smoothly.
Awesome. And again, green-hill.org, the website. Learn more. Call them. Call us. Any questions you need, we'd be happy to help. And the best thing in the world, give a doggy their forever home.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Sarah, always our pleasure.
Thanks
a great week.
Yeah,
and
you too.
Can't wait till next Wednesday. Her name is Maya. She is a beautiful 8-year-old husky. Check out all our social media, 95.3 The Score on Twitter at SportsTalk953, both of us on Facebook. And, of course, visit the website, green-hill.org. Adopt, rescue, give a doggy its forever home. Be the best decision you ever made. And, of course, you can still contribute financially to help out Green Hill and the First Avenue Shelter with the amazing work they do. All right, that brings us to break time. We'll do just that. Back with more Sports Talk, 95.3 The Score.